regions to achieve air quality guidelines specified by the World Health Organization. Scenarios with targeted reductions of air pollutant emissions lead to more rapid improvements in air quality, but only from 2040 onwards. Scenarios with very low or low greenhouse gas emissions would have rapid and sustained effects to limit human-caused climate change, compared with scenarios with high or very high greenhouse gas emissions. But early response of the climate system can be masked by natural variability. For global surface temperature, differences in 20-year trends would likely emerge during the near-term scenario under a very low greenhouse gas emission scenario relative to a high or high greenhouse gas emission scenario. The response of many other climate variables would emerge from natural variability at different times later in the 21st century. Scenarios with very low and low greenhouse gas emissions would lead to substantially smaller changes in a range of climate impact drivers beyond 2040 than under high and very high greenhouse gas emission scenarios. By the end of the century, scenarios with very low and low greenhouse gas emissions would strongly limit the change of several climate impact drivers, such as the increase in the frequency of extreme sea level events, heavy precipitation and pluvial flooding, and exceedance of dangerous heat thresholds, while limiting the number of regions where such exceedances occur relative to the higher greenhouse gas emission scenarios. Changes would also be smaller in very low compared to low emission scenarios, as well.
Hey China, baby, you played too rough. You slapped 34 on and all that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry, but guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor, it's just diplomacy but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call. We're a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're out on normal floor. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Take your mind sports, baby, feel my wrath. We got the terror fever, shaking every port. Seeking markets like it's a contact sport. Raise it high, spin that tax roulette. If you retaliate, I'll double the bet. Use next, oh, don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it doc. We're spreading love like a steel-toed boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride, so I'll fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 40 tribe. Yeah, it's terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And on a 4%, man, that's how we roll. Every import tax like rocky roll. So grab your goods and say goodbye. We're sanctioning the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum. It's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports for your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm working harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade toss canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. Want a 4%? Baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum. It's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 1.4%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
As for intermediate compared to high or very high emission scenarios. Hoopa. So, that was the technical summary, I think. In a stable climate, the amount of energy that the Earth receives from the Sun is approximately in balance with the amount of energy that is lost to space in the form of reflected sunlight and thermal radiation. Climate drivers, such as increases in greenhouse gases or aerosols, interfere with that balance, causing the system to either gain or lose energy. The strength of the climate driver is quantified by its effective radiative forcing, measured in watts per square meter. Positive effective radiative forcing leads to warming, and negative radiative forcing leads to cooling. That warming or cooling in turn changes the energy imbalance through many positive or negative climate feedbacks. And attribution is the process of evaluating the relative contributions of multiple causal factors to an observed change in climate variables. And those climate variables can be things like global surface temperature, global mean sea level change, or to the occurrence of extreme weather or climate related events. Attributed causal factors include human activities, such as increases in greenhouse gas concentrations and aerosols, or land use changes, or natural external drivers, and in some cases, internal variability. Changes in the climate system resulting from past, present, and future human activities will continue long into the future, from centuries to thousands of years, even with strong reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Some aspects of the climate system, including the terrestrial biosphere, deep ocean, and the cryosphere, respond much more slowly than surface temperature to changes in greenhouse gas concentrations. As a result, there are already substantial committed changes associated with past greenhouse gas emissions. For example, global mean sea level will continue to rise for thousands of years, even if future carbon dioxide emissions are reduced to zero and a global warming halted, as excess energy due to past emissions continues to propagate into the deep ocean and glaciers and ice sheets will continue to melt. The concept of risk is a key aspect of how the IPCC assesses and communicates to decision makers about the potential for adverse consequences for human or ecological systems, recognizing the diversity of values and objectives associated with such systems. In the context of climate change, risks can arise from potential impacts of climate change as well as human responses to climate change. Working Group 1 contributes to the common IPCC risk framing through the assessment of relevant climate information, including climatic impact drivers and low likelihood, high impact outcomes. Alrighty, I think that's about it for me. I'm just going to play a wee bit of Yard Act performing Dark Days. It's a dark day today. Thanks for listening to Soil Matters. Follow on Instagram, follow on your favorite podcast platforms such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or follow on Mixcloud. Just look us up, we're Soil Matters. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
The truth was told, that's where the trail goes cold. My shoulders shudder at the thought of pumping my chest out as I walk home alone. Under the arches, there's a bloke with a car boot full of stolen phones, knock off cologne and make carcasses. Naming conditions from Selfridges, mate. I see arsonists with business rates etched on the back of empty matchboxes, and police officers getting their truncheons polished off in the bushes, wondering what all the fuss is about and what the fuck I'm looking at. Looks could kill, my vacant gaze wouldn't even pierce the skin. I'm not lazy, ambition's just something I've no interest in. At least when I meet my maker, I'll embrace all my mistakes as I descend into the bowels of hell with a shit-eating grin on my face. A never-ending cycle of abuse. I had the blues and I can't shake them loose. Had the blues, still can't shake them loose. It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. Oh yeah, well, I was skeptic too to how the media had their picture. together. Turn in the corner of the burning Senate time for those coppers' quarters. Stops us and shook us up and down with no grounds to and no due process. Started discussing whether to let us off for doing nothing or maybe cuff us for looking like we might be hiding something. Then the radio buzzed in that cop can't be a man with no law. Thank fuck I bought you enough time not to get shot. It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. I had the blues and I can't shake them loose. Had the blues, still can't shake them loose. It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. Stop! It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. I had the blues. I had the blues and I can't shake them loose. It's a never-ending cycle. Tuck, tuck, tuck. On Judgment Day, take my advice and reinvent the real completely. Believe me, dark days, dark days, hey. Dark days. Yeah.
Ragazzi, esto está muy chungo.
Let's play, let's play, let's play, let's play, let's play like we were brothers, let's play like brothers do, let's play like we were brothers, let's play like brothers do. Oh, 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 oh.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me now?
Een gokje wagen op onze playlist. Vanaf binnenkort kun je dat ongetwijfeld in een of andere zogenaamde krantenwinkel doen. Goedenavond en welkom bij Signaal Ruis. Beginnen doen we vandaag met een nieuwe single van het Rotterdamse Loosebird. Die komt uit op het coole Speedy Wonderground label. Producer Dan Carey en compaan mede-labelbaas Pierre Hall noemen Loosebird de moderne versie van The Velvet Underground. Grote woorden, maar de Rotterdammers maakten voor het label wel een dwarse single. Six Hills van Loosebird.
Just looking for adventure.
fighting them, pick it twice. Never thought I was so unkind.
Six Hills van Loosburg. Op donderdag 23 maart spelen ze trouwens in het Trix Café in Antwerpen voor het luttele bedrag van €5. En als je nog vriendjes meebrengt, dan worden de prijzen zelfs nog goedkoper. Geen excuus dus. En we blijven nog even in Nederland. We waren afgelopen jaar al fan van de soloplaten van Alicia Breton-Ferrer. Tijdens de zoveelste lockdown knutselden ze samen met Doortje Hiddema van onder andere Rats on Rafts ook aan nieuwe nummers. Oorspronkelijk wilden ze één nummer samenmaken en ondertussen is dat een plaat geworden. Sacrificial Chanting Mood zal die noemen. Die gaan ze trouwens spelen tijdens Roadburn. En dit is de eerste single daarvan, Reading Glasses van Euroboy samen met Alicia Breton-Ferrer.
Broad daylight, reading silence, and a lean inside. afspraak is large and hideous. My afspraak has no roof, no windows. My afspraak
moves
by track of motorway. My afspraak
looks
like a chunk of nothing. My
afspraak tears
through your stream of thought. My afspraak hums while I am sleeping. My afspraak
dreams
of life in a business park, where my afspraak skips through ample parking.
Office Block van Minor Conflict. Het drietal uit Bristol vat hierop naar eigen zeggen de saaiheid van pendelen, grijze kantoorblokken en eindeloze parkings samen. Je kan het nummer vinden op de jaarlijkse compilatie van het Londense Slow Dance Records label. En dan het zeer aanstekelijke plaatje Bad Advice, Good People. En dat is de mini-debuut-LP van het Berlijnse post-punk-trio Clear History. Net verschenen voor het jaareinde op Upset the Rhythm. Al dus de band zelf, hun grootste invloeden zijn onder andere Correcte Grammatica, Rihanna en The Waiting Room van Fugazi. Dit is Song in the Key of Emo van Clear History.
a shifting path in my reality. Cold ocean slap my dumb face, just a prisoner of love who can't escape his fate. Let me out. Poseidon dream, learn how to shake the earth, sail the storm right into me. Sail the storm right into me. Let me out. Cold, cold ocean, save my scorched earth, quench my dull thirst. Tell me what the land is worth. Cold ocean, gonna make a scene between you and me.
Strakke post-hardcore op Cold Ocean van het viertal Sevek. Dat bestaat uit oudgedienden van Obits en Holy Fuck. En nog zo'n fijne, nieuw samengestelde band is Green Blue uit Minneapolis. Jim Blaha, vroeger actief bij The Blind Shake, bundelde de krachten met zangeres Annie Sparrows van de Soviets. Maar deze combo zullen jullie al wel moeten kennen, want hun vorige platen die stonden bij ons zelfs in ons lijstje met topplaten van 2020. En nu hebben ze een nieuwe uit en jawel, they did it again. Ben je op zoek naar een plaat met geweldige punkrock anthems? Dit is onze tip. En het gaat weer vooruit. De 10 nummers die telkens afklokken tussen de 2 à 3 minuten, zoals het titelnummer. Dit is Offerings van Green Blue.
I'm not afraid of you.
scheefheid, troef. Dit waren de Shifters uit Melbourne met het heerlijke hypnotiserende Induced. Na het uitbrengen van twee full lengths, een paar 7 inches en een split LP, hebben ze nu een verzamelaar uitgebracht. Een dubbele LP gevuld met een 25-tal grimmige, minimalistische nummers. Het zijn restjes, demo, home recordings en meer. Allemaal niet eerder uitgebracht, maar nu dus wel op het Berlijnse Adagio 830. En we blijven bij hetzelfde label voor de nieuwe van het Berlijnse Liek. Na hun debuut uit 2020 hebben ze nu een nieuwe klaar. Wederom 11 nummers met snedige postpunk. En dit is het heerlijk stompende titelnummer Deep Pour van Liek.
Yeah!
Een binnenkomer van je welste database, de debuutsingle van het Ierse Naked Lungs. Voor een nieuwe plaat verhuist de punkduo Castles van Big Scary Monsters naar God Unknown. A Gut Feeling verschijnt binnen exact een week en is een verzameling van 9 messcherpe sociaal bewogen aanklachten. Dit is er zo eentje, Bad Recurring Dream van Castles.
Goodbye.
Band uit Tank uit Leeds sluit het eerste obscure deel van hun carrière af met de compilatie Tankology. Sindsdien verbreden ze hun geluid, tekenden bij Exploding in Sound en volgende week komt er een plaat aan Thoughtless Cruelty. Daaruit draaiden we Dread. Tom York en Johnny Greenwood van Radiohead doen samen met Tom Skinner van Sons of Kemet een poging om niet in de val van de supergroep te stappen. Ze willen dus anders klinken dan hun eigen bands en vooral niet klinken als een veredeld hobbyproject. Op hun eerste single hebben ze het duidelijk over een aantal grijpgrage figuren die dringend aan de kant moeten worden geschoven. You will never work in television again van The Smile.